Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older and so is my mom. And if you're new, welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We talk about topics that confront boomers and their parents. We're here every Monday night live. If you're driving on 95 or on the turnpike and you're on your way home, we hope that you're driving carefully. We're excited to have you with us, but not as excited as I am to have my guests tonight. We have a particularly interesting show, a show I really don't talk much about, or about a subject I don't talk much about. We're going to talk about the world of investments. We're not going to tell you what to invest in, but we're going to talk about a different approach to thinking about your money. We're going to talk about family office. What is a family office? What does it do? Well, stay tuned as my guests tonight will explain just that. Jeff Eagle and Carrie Blecker are here. They're from Intracoastal Family Office, and they are most informative. They're most entertaining. And in the spirit of full disclosure, they're good friends of mine. So I'm excited to have them here. If you're listening on 95.9 or 106.9, welcome, of course. We're also on 103.9 FM, Long Island's Talk Radio, on Wednesday night. If you are listening there, we hope you had a great day. And if you're picking us up on Sunday morning, we are rebroadcasting from our live show Monday. We're available on iHeartRadio. You can even yell at Alexa and Echo to tune in to us. You can do whatever you need to listen to us. You can listen on your smartphone, and I'm going to tell you how later in the show. But before I get to my guests, and I'm excited to talk to them, I want to say a couple of things. One, today is the first full day back for the kids at Parkland, and I just want to wish them well, and I know that all of you do as well. They have been through the ringer, no doubt, but no one has shown more class than those kids. And so we want them to be as well and do as well as they possibly can. Also, on Saturday morning, I had the privilege of speaking to the Sarah Club. They were generous to invite me this past Saturday. They're a lovely group of people. We had a very good time, and I want to thank them. I also want to take a moment to thank our local Palm Beach County Clerk and Comptroller. Sharon Bach is a good friend of mine. She invited me to speak to the statewide conference of clerks and controllers. And I was fortunate enough to do that with my son-in-law last week. I met a whole bunch of dedicated public civil servants, and they are worthy of our praise. These people were working hard, doing their best to learn as much as they possibly could. I can tell you here in Palm Beach County, from personal experience, we are in good hands with Sharon Bach. But I also want to say that my experience with the rest of the statewide clerk and controller contingent couldn't have been more impressive. And I want to thank them for their invitation and for all that they do. But now to my guests. Jeff Eagle is the Senior Vice President of Investments at Intracoastal Family Office, and he is responsible for the oversight of clients' investable assets once an investment policy statement has been created. Intracoastal Family Office defines wealth beyond the tangible assets to also include the time, reputation, influence, experience, education, and values of the extended multi-generational family. The governance of that wealth provides the ability of the family to work together to fulfill a carefully thought-out plan, providing for a multiplicity of needs, wants, and aspirations. Prior to founding Intracoastal with his partner Jack Kaplan in 2007, Jeff spent 22 years at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney as VP of Investments. He's an avid dog lover. He serves as president of the board of directors for Genesis Assistance Dogs. He and his wife, Charlie, are raising Mason, who's the Genesis lead ambassador dog, and they speak on behalf of Genesis, promoting the benefit of service dogs and advocating for those people who are disabled. And his involvement in service dogs is the real deal. This is not the service dog that you can buy the red label off of the internet. He is training and working hard on this organization that trains real service dogs. I've seen them in action, and it is really remarkable. Cary Blecker has been a financial consultant for over 32 years. He graduated from the State University of New York with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting in 1985. In 1986, Cary moved from New York to Wellington, Florida, where he worked at several regional and national investment firms. In 1995, Cary became an independent financial consultant. As an independent consultant, Cary has advised all types of investors, from retirees to corporations, small business to individuals. In addition to his degree in accounting, Cary holds several FINRA designations, including Series 7, Series 24, Series 63, and Series 65. Cary brings his 32 years of financial consulting experience to Intracoastal Family Office, where he will provide total financial planning services to existing and prospective clients. He was born in my part of the world on Long Island, Long Beach, New York, and he was raised in Oceanside. And he and his wife got married in 1991, so they've been together a long time. So, guys, welcome to Oh My God. How are you?
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
We're great.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. So, let's start at the beginning. What is Intracoastal, and what is it that you actually do? Because I don't think I explained it all that well.
Well, let's take a look at what a family office is, first of all. Family offices started over 100 years ago, back in the 1880s, and it was the families that were the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, who at that time had so much wealth that they literally needed to have an office of attorneys, CPAs, various counselors to guide that family as if it was its own business. And that still exists to today. There are families that have wealth of $250, $500 million and above, and they are able to afford on-staff attorneys and CPAs and counselors, etc. And what we determined a number of years ago was that why should those services be only for those people that have $250 million or more? So what we decided was to form the Intracoastal Family Office, which is more or less based on the Mayo Clinic model, meaning we have a client comes into the office, we sit down and we talk to them about the things that we do, because we feel that a client's not going to open to us and talk about themselves until we share all about ourselves and we're open with them. And then we basically find out what's going on in the family. It doesn't have to be finances. We've had a situation where a granddaughter has been diagnosed bipolar and has gone off her medication and has thrown the family into a tailspin. The last thing that they could care about would be the Dow Jones.
Right.
So what we do is we then bring in the outside experts. It may be an elder care attorney. It may be a forensic CPA. It may need to have a family counselor involved. But we bring in those experts on an a la carte type basis. So we don't have them on staff. They don't work for us. We don't share in their fees at all. These are people that we've been in the community for over 30 years, and we have met a lot of centers of influence, people that we can recommend to our clients, and then they have the choice of whether or not they want to choose that person to basically help them put that family back into rebalance.
And so, Cary, in addition to all of that that Jeff was just articulating, which actually opened my eyes to things I didn't realize, you handle investments as well, but not like a traditional brokerage firm, correct?
No, that's absolutely true, Scott. If you're looking for a 495 trade just to buy 100 shares of IBM, we're not the people for you. We are what we try to do is maintain the center point of contact for a family, so that any issue that comes up with that family, their first instinct is to contact and reach out to us, because they understand that we have a wealth of professionals at our disposal, so that if we don't know the answer, we can get it in a very short period of time. And what it also brings is the fact that when a client deals with us on these center point issues, there's a level of trust that they have in us, and that trust gets carried over to the other individual, to the attorney, to the CPA, to the healthcare provider, the home care aide. So we're not just investment advisors. We don't just concentrate on your investments, because what we have found is that many times there are things that are going on in people's lives that they don't even realize are affecting their finances. And if we take this entire model of family consultation, we can bring a lot more to the table and solve a lot more problems.
You know, from my experience, both with you and some of your client bases, you know, that I'm familiar with, and I just actually got a call 15 minutes before you arrived here for the show tonight about somebody who was having a family issue and needed to know some information about guardianship. Three siblings, one sibling has woven their way in, isolating mom. They don't know what's happening to the money. They don't know what's happening to mom. They don't know about her health. She's had all of the legal things change. People tend to deal in crisis, all right, with very little intelligent forethought. So having a resource like yourselves can really make a huge difference. And you're right, it transcends whether you should buy or sell a particular, we're going to talk about investments, but it does transcend whether you should buy or sell a particular investment today, because you're much more long-term than you are short-term, and much more holistic. I'm not really a big fan of holistic, but you're a much more holistic group. Am I explaining that properly?
Yeah, I mean, we're proud to say that we have quite a few family relationships where we're now working in the fourth generation. Those types of relationships come by one way, and Kerry touched on it. It's trust. And when we're working with the grandparents and then the parents and then the children and then the grandchildren, and each one can rely on you because you know what their family situations are. You've already gone through various generations learning about their families. And we're pretty proud of the fact that I don't think we're going to see a fifth generation relationship. Who knows? But
healthcare these days, you never
know. It depends how much the market goes up.
But,
just kidding.
You know, four generations. We're pretty proud of that.
That's something to be proud of. You know, I think the other thing that, which, you know, I've realized in working with you, but in working with families in general, is that there are very few people that clients like yours can trust. So I think this is important, and this is a layup for you. But if you have kids who are living in different cities, and mom is living here, mom suddenly has a problem. The kids living in different cities, they don't have any resource. They don't have any connection to anybody locally. They don't have any frame of reference. They don't know what to do. Do they have to get on a plane? And even if they get on a plane, they don't know what to do when they get here, all right, because mostly what they want to do is take care of mom. So you're that port in the storm oftentimes, correct?
Absolutely, and I'll reference an example that we had just a week or two ago. We have a client, mom and dad, who are down here from the north. Dad had to go in the hospital. Mom is very nervous, of course. She's not quite sure what to do. We get a call from one of the kids. Do we happen to know anybody that can provide this type of home health care aid? Well, it just so happened we do. And we told them that we do, and we referenced that, and we recommended that service. And we were able to help set that family up and put those kids at ease. And while the kids were coming here, you know, to check on mom and dad anyway, we had already set up home health care aides, you know, through a service for mom and dad.
That's great. So let's focus a little bit on the investment side, because that's actually where you make your money, I presume, right? So, I mean, that pays the bills, all right? So there's a lot of options out there in the investment world today. There's the full-service brokers who both come from that background at one time in your life. There's the discount brokers. There's the Fidelities, the Schwabs, the Ameritrades. There's 495. There's 10-cent options trading. There are people who won't take anybody who has less than a certain amount of money, and people who will take anybody with any amount of money. There's people who can do day trading, and there's people who can do that. Those are facilitators, right? They facilitate the movement of your money into whatever investment you think of. They're not guiding you on an investment philosophy of any kind, but you do, right? And that is one of the defining differences. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, being in the industry for over 30 years, you've heard of just about every secret sauce and magic black box that can beat the markets and everything. You know, and Warren Buffett was asked a few months ago by a 30-year-old, you know, Mr. Buffett, why buy for my retirement? And Warren Buffett said, buy the S&P 500 and don't look at it until the day before you retire. There's no magic on investing, although a lot of people think there is. And what we're looking for is to give people the value for what they pay us. So it's not just trying to beat the indexes. It's making sure that the family is working in unison. You know, if all four wheels aren't going in the same direction, that train is going off the rails. And, you know, we've seen situations where we had a situation where a prospective client came in, owned a family business that he started, extremely successful, international business. And he brought in a stack about 12 inches tall of all his statements and tax returns and everything. And, you know, we said, what's the most important thing to you? And for 45 minutes, he complained about how his only child, his son, had no desire whatsoever to come into the family business. And it now got to the point where the father and son weren't even talking to each other. And he was just, this is the first time we ever met him, and he's just ranting on it. And you look over at mom, and she's got tears coming down her eyes. And what I said to him, and this is going back to Scott, your question on the investing, I said, I'm going to give you two choices. I said, choice one is going to be a personalized investment policy for you and your family that on good days will outperform the markets, and on bad days it's not going to. I said, the other choice is I'm going to set up a meeting with some counselors, and I'm going to do our best to put your family back together again. Which one do you want me to tell you more about? And obviously he took the second choice. And what we were able to determine was that the son did want to come into the family business, but he didn't want to come in at the level that the father wanted him to come into. He wanted to see the end user of the family business product. He didn't want to know about the factories and the manufacturing. So once that was determined, and he started working in the family business, and it wasn't but a short time later that they came back into the office, and the son was real happy, and dad was really happy. but we all know who's the happiest one in the room.
Anyway, if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Carrie Blecker and Jeff Eagle from Intracoastal Family Office. We're talking about what a family office is and does. We're going to drill down more into some investment philosophy as we move forward here. If you have questions about a family office and what it might be able to do for you, or if you have questions for me, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with Jeff Eagle and Carrie Blecker from Intracoastal Family Office. We've been talking about what a family office does, what these two wonderful guys do. We've been talking about how it differs from your traditional view of an investment advisor. We haven't really drilled down to our investments yet, but we're going to any minute. Of course, if you're listening on Monday night, 95.9 or 106.9 FM, we are in fact live. We're glad that you're with us. If you're listening on 103.9 FM, Long Island's Talk Radio, we are also glad that you're with us, and we hope you had a great day. And if you're listening on Sunday morning, we're glad that you are with us as well. We hope the rest of your day is terrific. If you have questions during the course cost of the show, you can always call us at 877-960-9960. But we're talking to Jeff and to Carrie about a family office, the makeup, what they do, and we've kind of gone through that a little bit. But we're going to move into the investment side of the story a little bit more. And talk to me, guys, about somebody comes in. They want to build an investment philosophy because not a, most brokerage firms, at least the ones I'm familiar with, they come at you. If you're 65 years old, you should have 40% in bonds, 10% in international, 20% in emerging markets, 30%, whatever it is in stock, right? They come in with these cookie cutter approaches to investment, but that's not how you approach clients, your existing clients and new clients. You build, I think, what you refer to as an investment philosophy. So how does that process work?
What we do is we ask a lot of questions. We ask a lot of questions, and we don't manage the money on as I think we referred to, a cookie-cutter basis. In other words, if we feel the S&P is undervalued and is proper for an investment, plus I should also preface it that the more time a client has on their side, the better we can do. No one knows what the markets are going to do. The best asset people have on their side is time.
Right.
So if you can take advantage of that, that's how you're going to build wealth. But we don't put if the S&P 500 is right for one client, it may not be right for another client.
Right.
And we build individual portfolios by asking a lot of questions. So it's not just a thing where we buy IBM across the board, because it's not right for everybody. It may not be what Mrs. Jones needs, but it may be proper for Mr. Lefkowitz. Who knows? So it's all on an individualized, tailored basis.
So what are the kinds of things that you ask or that people tell you that help you determine your recommendations? What are the things that matter in the determination of your recommendations?
I think one of the most important things is to find out what the family dynamics are. Once you're able to determine what the fine family dynamics are, then you're able to figure what the money needs to do to enhance those dynamics. It's like money is your fuel, and you've got an engine. Now, do you need a race car engine, or do you need a off-the-road vehicle engine? What type of engine do you need? And that'll determine what type of fuel we're going to need to put into it. And what you also have to look at is that is continually changing. People's lives are continually changing. The family dynamics are changing. So what's carved in stone today doesn't mean a year from today is going to be the same type of investment policy for that family. And that's why we meet with our clients often, we speak to them often, and the various members of the family, not just the so-called decision maker, because a lot of times the non-decision makers have the most influence on it.
You know, it's interesting because I don't think people think about this often enough, but you touched on something that's really important. The family dynamic really does play into this, because you might have three kids, two are doing really well, one is not. You might have three kids all married, but one's marriage is not strong, and 2 years from now that marriage is, they're in a divorce situation. You might have grandchildren, God forbid, who are struggling with some kind of addiction problem of some kind. Just because we're all reach a certain age and time and all have the same amount of money doesn't mean that we approach money the same way. And then there is also the tolerance that you have for risk tolerance, how long you think you're going to live, what's the family dynamic, how much do you want to provide for whom and for how long and how you want to do. These are challenging decisions, and that's different, Carrie, as you said, about what you're going to invest in, right?
Right, and that's why we ask a lot of questions, because a lot of times just asking what your goals are, that's not a question right. to me. I mean, what is my goal? My goal is to earn 20% and not take any risk. I mean, so asking that it doesn't really help. And when we ask a lot of questions, and then as Jeff also alluded, when we talk about ourselves and we talk about our vulnerabilities and our experiences and the issues we've had as people, not just investment advisors, as people, and a client can relate to that, then we find clients will then open up and give us the real information as to what's going on.
So that is really important. And we'll talk about more about that when we come back. But I've been my own client, and I tell people that I've been my own client. And that is a unique experience when you start to see the world through your client's eyes, because you're experiencing what your client is experiencing. And that does change your perspective dramatically. And I'm aware of that. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom, here tonight with Jeff Eagle and with Carrie Blecker. And they are from Intracoastal Family Office. Intracoastal Family Office is a unique organization here in Palm Beach. We're going to tell you how you can contact them in a little while. And of course, if you have any questions in just 1 second, I'm going to tell you how you can call us right now. So get a pencil handy. But we are here live Monday nights, 95.9, 106.9 FM. If you're a regular listener, we're glad that you're with us. If you're new, tune in every week, 6 to 7, Monday nights. Those two stations, we talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. But if you have any questions for my guest tonight or for me, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom, with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, it's Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom tonight with Carrie Blecker and Jeff Eagle from Intracoastal Family Office. In the spirit of full disclosure, they are good friends of mine, and I have worked with them for a while. But more important, they do great work, and they are very, very knowledgeable about what a family office does. And a family office is not your traditional investment advisor. It is, for lack of a better term, a holistic approach to not just where your money goes, but how it supports your family desires and wishes. And that's really critical to understanding the difference between a family advisor and a family office and a traditional investment advisor. So we'll keep moving on, but we touched about something right before the break, which I think is really important, is that the three of us, because I know your guys' personal stories better than most of my guests, I don't know their personal stories as well. We all kind of have lived the dream, if you will, right? We're all living the dream. We've all experienced kinds of the same things that our clients experience. That gives us unique perspective in dealing with our clientele, both existing and potential. That really does allow you not to approach everybody the same way. Am I saying that right?
Absolutely. And we don't want to approach everybody in the same way. I mean, you wouldn't do that as a traditional investment advisor. But again, as I alluded to, when we can relate our own experiences and our own vulnerabilities and our own areas where we have struggled in life, you know, people see us as human beings. They don't just see us as automatons that are here to manage their money. And when a client sees that and can relate to you on a personal level, the relationship takes a whole
different level.
It's on right. a different level.
So there have been many changes in the brokerage community as a whole over the last few years. It really has evolved. I mean, everything we mentioned earlier about the 495 trade, we talk about the full service brokers, and we talk about people like yourself. People have a lot of options. What should people be thinking about in deciding what is the best option for them in deciding what to do?
Well, I think what they need to look at is to see how much of an involvement that they want in the determination of their future. We have what we call now the robo-advisors, which, you know, if you have your cell phone, you can download the app and enter in all the information, and you hit send, and it invests for you based on algorithms and things like that, which for a lot of people, that is fine. I mean, we're not saying, you know, that's the evil way of doing things. For people that are looking for that ease and simplicity, that's fine. But there's a big difference between having an 800 number to call when it hits the fan. I guess we still can't say that word on.
No.
George Carlin would have a fit. But when it hits the fan, there's an 800 number that you call and ask for help, versus all our clients have our cell phone numbers. And they know that they can call us literally any time of day or night when something goes wrong or something goes right. And they need somebody to talk to. They know that the same person they spoke to last time and the same person who inquired about the family and cares about their family is going to be answering that phone. For those people, that's okay. There's, you know, no one size fits all for everybody. Everybody has their own things. You have people that like to sit there and trade, you know, stocks and futures all day long. For them, there's a way to do that. But that's not for everybody, and we're not looking to service everybody. There are plenty of people that come to our door, and we tell them no is a perfectly good answer coming from us, that know their expectations are not going to fit in with what we can provide. Or they say, no, I really don't want it in that much detail. I just want to be able to trade stocks myself.
So it really boils down, I think, in today's environment to people who don't want any help in making decisions. They think they're smarter than the rest of the world. And then there are those that think that, you know, they recognize their limitations. They may be expert. They may be a dentist and expert at being a dentist, but they don't really understand the stock market. And they certainly don't understand what to do for the next 20 years. And those are the kind of people that you want to be talking to. Am I correct?
Correct. And other than the traditional investment advisor, the benefit of working with us is that when the crisis happens in the family, which it does, we already have a handle on the entire family picture. And we have a handle on who is working with that client, the people we've recommended, whether it be elder law attorneys, estate attorneys, CPAs, what have you. So that when the crisis comes up, we can have a level head about it rather than, you know, our hair gets caught on fire and what are we going to do? We can have a level head about it and we can come up with a thoughtful plan and hopefully solve the problem.
That's great.
And knowing the family dynamic, as Jeff said, is all important in that.
So if you're just tuning in, you're missing a very important show, a very interesting show, and one that we don't talk a lot about on this show. We are talking about investment philosophy in a family office and how you can combine the ability to have somebody to manage your money with the ability to help you live the rest of your life. Because money is only a one component part of our lives.
Right.
It is not be all and end all. Although I guess there are people who disagree with that. It is the means to the end. It isn't the end. It is the scorecard, not the rest of your life. At least that's my philosophy, which is why these fellas are here, Carrie Blecker and Jeffrey Eagle. They are with Intracoastal Family Office. I'm going to tell you how you can reach them as soon as we come back. So if you don't want to listen to the commercial, which I think you should want to listen to the commercial because it's probably mine. If you want to call them, you can get a pencil while the commercials are on. But in the meantime, if you want to talk to them, if you want to ask them directly tonight instead of at a later date, you can call us. 1-877-960-9960. It's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just tuning in, you're missing a great show, but we have good news. You can pick it up pretty soon, and I'm going to tell you how to do that as well. But in the meantime, some people are interested in finding out how to reach my guests. So, guys, how can people reach Intracoastal Family Office?
Well, they can call us. Area code 561-530-6000 is our telephone number. They can look us up on the web. It's www.intracoastal, one word, family office, all lowercase, intracoastalfamilyoffice.com.
And if you didn't write down their names, Jeffrey Eagle and Carrie Blecker are the people that are here tonight. Those are the people you should ask for. So if somebody is interested in getting to know you better, they're thinking about making a change, or they realize that they need more than a traditional investment advisor offers them. Tell us what an initial consultation involves. What do you ask people to bring in? What are the questions you're asking? How long is an initial consultation? What's involved?
There's no time limit on an initial consultation. And as I said at the beginning, we try to ask a lot of questions because just asking a client's goals is not sufficient. What we try to find out, frankly, at the first meeting is whether there's a fit for that client and us. Because as you've said, we have a specialized practice. It's not for everybody. Right. And it may not be for the guy who wants to come in and just house his account and get online trading and, you know, off to the races. So we have to determine at the first meeting whether there's an actual fit for what we do versus what the client expects. If then at that meeting it's determined that we can move forward, then we'll ask the client to bring in their tax returns. That's mainly the best source of information I've found.
Right.
We can ask clients to write up budgets and risk tolerance and whatnot. It's my opinion that I can get a lot of information from a tax return and whatever other documents they want to bring in. We also find it very important to have the client's legal documents on file, advanced health care directives, durable powers of attorney, last will and testament, trust documents, but that can all come later. The real first consultation is to see if there's a fit for that client in our practice and a fit for us.
Right.
Because what has happened is a lot of our clients have become our friends.
Right.
And there's an easy relationship there. And if you're going to be struggling, you know, with having to justify a fee, or why did I get executed at this price and then I saw it close at that price, that may not be a fit for us.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking during the break about the fact that I'm a bit of a stock market junkie myself. I always seems that I buy at the highest price of the day and sell at the lowest. But I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying. But anyway, I want to go to volatility, and I will in a minute. But first, before I go to volatility, now the people have come in, you're a fit, you kind of adopt the whole family, even though you're only taking one person's money, or maybe you're taking the whole family's money, but you're taking one person's money. What about extended families? How do you connect to extended families? That's got to be a difficult process for you, because today families are all over the country, all over the world.
Well, we have extended families in Europe, in South America, throughout the continental United States. With the internet, we have Skype calls with family members. We have conference calls. It's a lot different than it was 30 years ago when you had to get yourself on a plane and go visit people. We had a couple of conference Skype calls last week with clients that were in Amsterdam, and it was like they were sitting in the conference room with us.
Yeah,
we're in a totally paperless office, meaning we don't have filing cabinets filled with client files and papers. Everything is scanned into the system, so we're able to send documents and communicate with family members literally around the world, as well as working with their CPAs. This is tax time, so a lot of the CPAs that we work with, we're sending them documentation electronically. But the world, as Thomas Friedman said, is flat, and distance doesn't mean anything anymore, and the extended family can, you know, be as extended as it wants to be, and we're there for it.
I have two different tracks I want to go down, but I do want to talk about volatility, because the market has been the market's been kind of insane over the last week or two, particularly. But you know, volatility has returned. That must make clients typically very nervous. Increase your phone call activity,
but not all that much. Believe
not
it
really.
Or not.
Well, yeah. I think in your business, probably not really. But can we talk about volatility a little bit?
Talk about. Volatility is my best friend, and I'm not the one that came up with that. I learned that 30 years ago. If everything continues to go up, everything becomes more and more expensive, and you never get into the market. So you have to have corrections. You have to have sell-offs in the market. The sell-offs that we had a few weeks ago was very interesting because there was an entire generation, the millennials, that by and large had never known or seen a market that went down. They thought you put money into the market and it does nothing but go up. Those of us that were around in 1987 and the early 90s and 2011 know what it looks like when a market can drop tremendously. So the hardest part that I have with volatility is managing the client's expectations. When they invest with us, I do not put all of their money into the market that day, like many advisors do. It's done over a period of time, and it takes advantage of the volatility because when the markets drop, things are going on sale. And if you liked them at 100, you're going to love them at 70. So it's a matter of getting accustomed to volatility as a matter of a way of life with the markets and not to be afraid of it. And it's managing expectations and emotions. You know, back in 1929, the Dow was about 72, and it's now over 25,000. And you have to ask yourself, how the hell can you lose? I'm not supposed to say that
you
either.
You can say that.
Oh, how can you lose money in
something? You can't say lose money. You can say hell. You can't say lose money.
How can you lose money in something that goes from that to 25,000? And it's because people will buy high and sell low and let their emotions take over. And a lot of your shows on television take advantage of that.
Absolutely. I tell everybody all the time, there is only one thing that CNBC sells. Only one thing.
CNBC.
Advertising. They sell advertising. That's all they sell. Right. Anyway, if you just tuned in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Having a spirited conversation with Jeff Eagle and Carrie Blecker from Intracoastal Family Office. We're talking about investments. We're talking about family office. It's more than investments. It's not an investment philosophy. It's about a family office. It's about a holistic approach to understanding you and your family and deciding what is the best investment course of action to take. We're not done yet, but if you missed the beginning of the show, show and you're sorry you did, I have some good news for you. You can listen to the entire show tomorrow because it'll be podcast. OMG, I'm Getting, up on the Apple Podcast platform. OMG, I'm Getting, up will pop. You can listen to this show and to any others. We will also put it on our website, www.palmbeach.comforcare.com. Comforcare, Comforcare. I know you want to put a T in there. Do not do that. All right? It won't get there. Palmbeach.comforcare.com. Also, you can listen wherever you are. If you don't have a radio, it is no longer an excuse. You have a smartphone. All right? You have TuneIn Radio app. All you have to do is set a reminder. The call letters of this station are WSVU. It's also 960 AM, and you just set it for 6 o'clock every Monday night, and we'll be there. We also simulcast this radio show. We do it locally, nationally, internationally. www.TrueOldiesFlorida.com. TrueOldiesFLA, not Florida. TrueOldiesFLA.com. TrueOldiesFLA.com. So you can listen on your smartphone or on your computer. Next week is a show I'm really looking forward to. I'm going to have a constitutional expert here. I've never done a show like this ever before. David Hirschberg is going to be here. He's brilliant. He's well-versed. He understands the Constitution better than most of us, despite our considering ourselves expert. It's going to be a fascinating show for us to talk about. He's going to separate fact from fiction. And yes, amongst other things, it will not exclusively be a Second Amendment show, but we are going to talk about the Second Amendment, which is a hot-button topic. Not everybody fully understands what the Second Amendment allows us to do. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about mental health. Pam Gianfrido is going to be here. Pam is with the Mental Health Association. I think that's the proper title. We're going to talk about a new program that they have that addresses mental illness and how you can acquire help in your home. We're going to talk about mental health in a whole host of reasons for you to be here that you might find interesting. And so in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about that. And it's really, really fascinating. But yes, I am still here with Jeffrey Eagle and Carrie Blecker. One more time, guys, how do people reach you if they need to reach you and have interest in reaching you?
They can call us at 561-530-6000 or www.intracoastalfamilyoffice.com.
One more time on the number.
530-6000, area code 561.
All right. We didn't talk about this. We don't have a whole host of time left, but we do have a minute or two. Do you guys get involved in alternative investments, real estate or art and things like that, or that's outside your comfort zone?
That's pretty much outside our parameters.
All right. Do you have anybody that you recommend in those regards, or no? Is that just it's not something you deal with?
Yeah, for compliance reasons, we're just
– okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's not an area we get into.
All right. And – briefly, because we didn't have enough time. I love running out of time before I run out of material. You interface with a lot of people in the community that you are a resource for many other people. What are the kinds of people that you recommend families to for things that they might need?
We certainly recommend elder lawyers, estate lawyers, CPAs, home health care agencies. I've even recommended doctors. So it's a whole gamut.
Right.
And alcohol counselors for families. There really isn't many areas that we haven't either personally experienced or experienced through our clients that we can not be able to tap into to help a family in crisis.
And you can also keep people away from bad actors in the community.
Yes,
as well.
And there are, unfortunately, there are plenty of those out there, too.
Unfortunately, there are.
And the benefit of all those recommendations is that those relationships are you know, come back to us.
Right.
Those lawyers and CPAs know us and are comfortable working with us.
That's great. So if you just – well, first of all, before I do that, you guys are great guests. I'm glad that you came here. I'm glad that we made this work. I know it's hard to get around your schedules. You're very busy, and I appreciate that. You gave out a lot of useful information. I'm sure the audience really appreciated it, so I can't thank
you. Well, thank you for having us, Scott. It was really a pleasure.
Yep.
So if you're a regular listener, you know that this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night live on 95.9 and 106.9 FM. We rebroadcast on Long Island for all of you on Long Island. I hope you surviving the snow and the storm and all of the bad weather up there. But it's Wednesday night, 103.9 FM, Long Island's talk radio. And we rebroadcast again here on Saturday mornings. We're here every Monday night. As I said, we hope that you will be back next week when we talk to a constitutional expert, David Hirschberg. For all, have a great night. We'll see you next week. Good night, all.